The Cosmic Carpenter. Barney was bored with being a carpenter. He saw no future in 2x4s. While his heart pined for spiritual adventure, he'd be a prophet, not a woodman anymore. Well, a prophet lives his life on another plane, a level that is hard to measure. Why, he joists, gets enough food to inch along, but in his heart, he knows true treasure. As he traveled one route or another, to square people's souls with his healing, well, the crowds began to claw him from all angles. For him to rest, he had to lay up on the ceiling. Well, the pitch of the crowd had him biting his nails. His patience had been whittled thin. Well, the holiness, it wasn't so groovy anymore, and he wished he was a carpenter again. Barney split as they were sleeping. The note he left said it was cutting but true, that he had not figured all of the angles, but remember that I love you. Now Barney's back to carving and to trimming. There's wooden things to build and to mend. And although he lives his life as a carpenter, he'll always lend an ear. He'll always lend an ear. Yeah, he'll always lend an ear for a friend.